He's back by popular demand. We're making this now a weekly ritual with as good a handicapper you're going to find. He's got his card in action. College on Saturday, NFL on Sunday. Bill Bowen, the founder of Eagle Eye Picks. He joins us on the Fan. Bill, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing a little bit better after that Colts cover tonight.
Yes.
It got dicey there. At the end.
You ain't kidding. Bill, with your luck this week, were you expecting that final heave from Deshaun Watson to go right to DeAndre Hopkins and then it's a 9-point win?
Oh, the second it went up in the air, I thought it was being caught. I had no expectation for that to go out of bounds. The way the week has gone, especially with the Cardinals last week, I expected that to be an easy touchdown.
Okay, I want to ask you about this because I know you're not a believer in the trends. You like to go week to week, and I think that's a right approach. What do you make of 66% of the favorites covering last week when really all year it feels like the underdogs have been covering like crazy?
I mean, it varies week to week. You can't look too much into that. It's just you have to go game by game. I mean, you have to see where the public is, how the line's moving. It doesn't necessarily mean the public's cleaning up and the favorites are winning. It just all depends. I don't look too much into that. I look week to week, game by game.
Fair enough. All right, let's get to these local games first. Jets and the Raiders. The Jets at home, they've won back-to-back games. The Raiders flying West Coast to East Coast here, and they're installed as a 3-point favorite, seeing around 58% of the tickets coming in on the Raiders. I get the sense this is a game you will not play, but you'll lean on the Jets and the Raiders if you had to play it.
Yeah, I probably won't be playing this game. The line's held pretty strong. It hasn't moved off of 3. You have the public slightly on Oakland. I mean, they are flying West Coast to East Coast. The Jets have actually looked like a decent football team the last few weeks. After the Patriots and the Dolphins, I pretty much rolled them off. They've looked good, but they haven't really beaten anyone of record yet. Oakland would be a test. In this game, though, I would lean the Jets. I would take the 3 points in this. I mean, at home, Oakland flying West to East. Let's just see. If the Jets have to make a statement in this game, they have to beat someone credible, this would be the game to do it. If I was going to play this game, I'd probably take the points and go with the Jets.
And, Bill, for what it's worth, should we apologize both to the listening audience for being dumb enough to pick the Washington Redskins last week? Was that an example of the two of us just getting way too cute?
Yeah, I mean, going into that game, I still didn't have much confidence in the Jets. I mean, they were coming off a win, but I thought the Redskins at home, I thought they were pretty evenly matched. I was way off with that. They are just a mess. You saw that video of, Dwayne Haskins talking to his line. They looked disinterested. They didn't look like they cared. They just look like a team that's folded for the year. You just can't put money behind them now.
All right, Eagle Eye, let's get to the Giants and the Bears. This line opened at 7. It's now down to 6. Giants coming off their bye week. They're brutal on defense. But Trubisky, I mean, he's as bad as it gets right now. Any interest in playing the Giants and the Bears?
No, I won't be touching this game either. But if I was, I would also lean with the New York team. I would lean with the Giants. The line's moved down a full point. The public is on the Giants, but I like that the line's moving with it. You just can't trust Trubisky. If you're taking the Bears, you're pretty much relying on the defense to throw up 14 or less, possibly get a defensive score. I just think 6 is a lot to play with that team when their offense just, it's a mess.
Bill Bowen, the founder of Eagle Eye Picks, one of the best handicappers as far as all the content, daily picks, find it on his Twitter page, really as good as it gets. There are a lot of juicy standalone games this week, Bill. 4:25, you got the Cowboys and the Patriots. Then Green Bay and San Francisco Sunday night, and then Baltimore and L.A. on Monday night. Let's start with Dallas and New England. Look, it's usually a monumental mistake when you're going to fade the Pats in Foxborough. This line has moved a half point. I didn't like what I saw from New England offensively. I know you had the Patriots last week. I had the Patriots last week. Would you be concerned at all with the Patriots laying a touchdown?
I would. I mean, it's still Tom Brady, so you can't exactly write them off, but they just don't have that many weapons. I mean, it's Tom Brady and Edelman. That's basically it. They don't move the ball around all that well. I mean, like, they don't throw the ball downfield. I mean, they're just not putting up the numbers that you're used to. Their defense is great, But I just can't trust them in this spot. I mean, Dak has proved me wrong. For the last couple of years, I was saying Dak's a system quarterback. He's a game manager. He's putting up awesome numbers this year. The defense is a little banged up for Dallas, but I would rather at 7, but still at 6.5, I would lean Dallas.
Okay, Sunday night, and this is a doozy. 8-2 Green Bay, 9-1 San Francisco. The line is basically locked in at 3. Might have opened in some places at 3.5. It's now down to 3. I think this is a classic coin flip game. I hate going against Aaron Rodgers in these spots, and I didn't love what I saw from the Niners last week. What's your read on the Niners and the Packers?
I think you nailed it. I mean, I don't want to go against Aaron Rodgers, but I think it's a toss-up game, so that's why I like the points. I don't know if I'll be playing it, because like I said, it's a toss-up. I don't have a strong feel either side, but I'd rather take the better quarterback in this matchup. The Niners have an incredible defense. They can run the ball pretty well, but at the end of the day, if you need to put up points, you need Aaron Rodgers back there. I'll take the points in that game.
I have to mention this because you were on this game last Sunday. Was that as bad as it gets with the Cardinals and the Niners on the final play of the game? I mean, I was thinking of you. I was thinking of James Alberino, spread investor. I mean, was that sickening stuff or what?
Yeah, I mean, they were winning with, 30 seconds left or 40 seconds left, whatever it was, and they turned the ball over but still had the 3 timeouts. So that's what caused that. I mean, the guy should have been down. If you really reviewed that, he was touched with the ball down, but that's just a terrible beat. What the lineman throw 20 yards back downfield? I mean, you can't really make stuff like that up, but I mean, it happens. You just got to move on.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough to do, and I give a guy like you and Bill Krakenberg a credit because you guys move on to the next game. You guys try to keep that poker face. I can't do that when I'm watching these games, and that's why I'm not a good poker player. All right, Bill, let's get to the Ravens and the Rams. This has all the makings of a square public play. It opened at Pick'em. It's now up to 3. Everybody and their mother is on the Lamar Jackson bandwagon, is on the Baltimore Ravens. Can you make a case for the Rams at all?
Yeah, I'm having a very hard time with this game because I'm looking at it and I'm saying I don't like Goff. You're looking at how the Ravens are just demolishing teams and all signs point to a Ravens win. But you have 81% of the public on Baltimore. The line is moving with them. But with that much leaning that way, I would almost possibly take the Rams just to fade the public in that spot. It's just too much on Baltimore. I know the line's moving, but you could possibly get the Rams maybe at 3.5 at some point. I mean, I just think it's good value at that point, fading the public.
Yeah, I mean, and you know everybody who has a rough Sunday is going to look to maybe get a little insurance, a little bit of a buyback by doubling down on the Ravens in that Monday night spot. Before we get to your best bets and your plays, I want to ask you about Seattle and Philadelphia. Do you get the sense Philadelphia undervalued? I know Seattle and Russell Wilson's played great. For my money, he's the MVP. And this line has moved 2 points. But I almost think it's a little bit of an overreaction to what we saw last week. Are you surprised Philadelphia only favored by a point?
Yeah, a little bit. But I mean, the Seahawks are coming off that win against San Francisco. Russell Wilson has looked incredible. He's up there in the MVP race. That being said, the Seahawks are coming to Philadelphia. Philadelphia's at home. If you could get them at basically a pick 'em, I think you do have value there with the Eagles.
All right, Bill. It's now time, my friend. Your best bets for this NFL card. What are you looking at?
Right now, I'm looking actually at Cleveland. I would have liked it better at 9, 9.5 where it opened. But the Dolphins are just getting too much credit. The public's actually on Miami right now. I know they've played better, but they have injuries. If the Browns are going to break it open and have a big game, Odell, Landry, it's going to be against the Dolphins. And at home, they've had an extra had 10 days to prepare. I like Cleveland that game. Another one, I would say, what else do I like at the moment? I like Denver, actually. Denver plays close games. They have a bad record, but they're in most of the games they play in. And the Bills are actually the same way. They've just had better fortunes. They've been winning a lot of close games, but they haven't really beaten anyone. The line opened at 5.5. The public's about split, but why has that line moved down 1.5 at Buffalo? I would lean Denver in that game. And then in the primetime matchups, I'm leaning Dallas. I'm leaning Green Bay, like we spoke about. But I don't have any definite plays on them yet.
Well, there you go. And for anybody who wants the up-to-the-minute live plays, full slate of games, college football Saturday, full slate NFL on Sunday. This guy is posting at least two or three plays a day, which is tough to do. Bill, where can they find you on Twitter?
At EagleEyePicks11.
There you go. Simple enough. The founder of the world-famous Eagle Eye Picks, Bill Bowen. Bill, appreciate it, pal. We'll chat next week, all right?
Sounds good. Talk soon.
Best of luck there to Bill Bowen over at Eagle Eye Picks. And again, you're posting daily picks, and you hit them consistently. Something to be said for that.